A month in Nairobi. First, a background on the gig. I met this guy named Pablo Suarez in a pub in Boston when our mutual friend John Crowley insisted I leave my introvert hole. When John insists, I tend to listen. And as always, it was totally worth it. Pablo plays games. As a climate scientist, he got tired of people falling asleep in meetings. He was aware of the direness of the situation, but no one else seemed to feel the same urgency. So he started expressing probability and costs and delays through dice and beans and objectives. He's played these games with people who live in disaster-prone areas, on through people at the UN who make policy about resource allocation. He's created actual, connected change through an entire system. We've since embarked upon a few event adventures together, and I'm glad to call him friend and cohort. And so I met this guy named Dr. James Kissia when Pablo suggested I take a gig at the Kenya Red Cross. In a continuing trend, when Pablo suggests things, I tend to listen. James has become well known as an innovator in the NGO/innovation space. As an example, reframing the understanding and practice of social entrepreneurship in resource-poor settings, exploring sustainability, resource mobilization for an organization whose relevance in disaster-prone Kenya is increasingly becoming apparent. The Kenya Red Cross runs 3 hotels in Kenya, taking advantage of the fact that conferencing is a major business in Kenya, and in Nairobi particularly. It might seem paradoxical having a 5-star facility on the campus of a humanitarian organization, but the money the hotels make is plowed back into the humanitarian work of the organization, including non-funded sudden-onset disasters. Based entirely on good faith, shoestrings, and a few well-placed calls, James and I embarked upon a trust fall with each other, based entirely on Pablo's word. The trust fall, the web of trust in real life. I arrived in Nairobi for 4 weeks of work, with little guidance beyond to lay groundwork for a Dadaab-focused intern or contractor, as specific to what would be applicable to climate change issues as well. Kenya Red Cross has been incredibly gracious, open, and stimulating. For example, they set me up with an incredibly kind gent named Francis who picks me up at 6:10 each morning and again at 19:30 so we can avoid traffic of Nairobi. He insisted I bring the lesson of we belong to society back to the States. When I asked for time or materials, such were readily granted. When pushed or indicated discomfort at ideas or practices, the willingness to engage and improve made me feel safe and encouraged. I have the honor to work with a number of wonderful groups, and Kenya Red Cross and Climate Center are now absolutely within that grouping. Beyond what I was there to focus on, KRCS does a lot of stuff, but pertinent to this overlap, they got involved with the Dadaab refugee camp in 2011 after some Doctors Without Borders Spain representatives were kidnapped and a bunch of the responding organizations subsequently pulled back their support. This was at the same time as the 150,000-ish person influx into the Dadaab complex due to drought and conflict in Somalia. This knowledge meant my problem statement was emerging. If climate change means more Dadaabs, how do we make Dadaabs suck less? This is complicated by the following. Refugee camps are meant to be temporary and in parts of agreed to by a host community under this assumption. People are fleeing untenable situations, often malnourished and generally in poor health. As infrastructure and response is set up to respond to the current status as well as issues of close proximity, such as sanitation, gender-based violence, etc., living conditions in a refugee camp, while still substandard, can still be better than the originating location. Such a difference decreases the likelihood of a departure from the camp back to origin, so improving conditions towards increasing dignity and health in camps is in tension with available resources and welcome where the camp is located. So what did I do? There were a ton of reports around different aspects of the Dadaab complex, many of which are available via the UNHCR website. While KRCS and other partners understand the interconnected nature of their response, reports are still released along very specific categories. I spent most of my time on health and nutrition, in no small part due to the mind-blowing transition from 38% acute malnutrition in 2011, at the beginning of their involvement, to 14.9% 1 year later for the part of the camps where Kenya Red Cross is involved, not the whole camp. It's now below sphere standards for emergency, and they continue to work to eradicate it completely. That said, many of these reports are in pretty standard format, by which I mean 200-plus pages per year of In figure XX.YY, you'll see that acronym SOUP, space, verb about direction, space, by a statistical term, space, percentage. Not the most entertaining, which is tragic given time, energy, depth of understanding, funding, and outright care that goes into these. How are people supposed to learn, to iterate based on this? I also got to engage in my favorite way to get to know a topic, talking to people. I sat down with people who work in DDoB, some via Skype, some in person. I couldn't go to DDoB myself, as security there is a major issue, IEDs, kidnappings, general violence, primarily assigned to Al-Shabaab. As blatantly Mzungu, I could be the target of such attacks, and KRCS is one, if not the only, of the groups that act without security. This is very upsetting to me, and we'll figure out if and when I come back, how I can get there. I feel unbased, uncertain, but also trusting in those I interacted with on a daily basis who do spend time in the camps. So interviews were all recounting of people who know DDoB well, the partnerships around the camps, operations, community engagement, health, nutrition, and management. I typed, I drew, I thought, and all of this folded into a co-design workshop to shape the next steps for me and suggestions for the rest of the team. A workshop. I wanted to impart three things during the workshop to the purpose of improving conditions in DDoB. One, making information tangible makes it easier to iterate on. Two, there are many ways to make information fun and make it fun to take in. And three, there are tons of tools out there that can do either of these, as well as opening up new paths to engagement to a wider community, either through code or through content creation. As anyone, the attendees are busy with meaningful projects, and so making the most of their time was vital. Having James's support meant that those I hadn't had a chance to bond with still attended the workshop, so we had a diverse set of individuals. I set out with the following objectives. Long-term objective for this working session. A better curated knowledge base for improving conditions in/responding to needs in refugee camps and informal settlements, especially as extendable to climate change issues, with the audience of refugee response groups, climate change organizations, active citizens. Midterm objective for this working session. A thriving platform for the sharing and improvement of information in DDoB within Kenya Red Cross. This platform might be technical, process-based, or both. Audience. KRCS DDoB focused staff and volunteers. And the short-term objective of this working session. A list of knowledge sets to curate and give to others for streamlined working conditions. Audience. Incoming DDoB refugee operations personnel. I walked through the workshop a half dozen times, talked through it with my housemate Dana, with whom I've been recording songs, and made sure all the backing documentation was done, that the examples of summaries were precise, and that the people calling in about their tools were prepared, and that the outline of the workshop was populated with instructions, but not so detailed it wouldn't allow the conversation to be organic. The language was cleaned up and made accessible by one Lindsay Oliver, who is currently looking for contract work, and you should totally hire her. And then I clenched my hands while I slept, nervous as always, anxious to build and succeed. You can see how the workshop went over on the Civic blog, and yes, okay, maybe here too, on Monday. Stop.